Well, good morning. 709 Brock Hunter.
Who you gonna call?
Us, 95 WIRA.
Ghostbusters!
Which, rumors of Bill Murray doing a third one?
Something strange. Yep. There's reboots of everything. Yep. I just heard that Mad About You airs on TV tonight.
Really?
Remember the old one with Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt?
I'm trying to think. That was a while ago. Yeah, Mad About You. I definitely remember. I don't know if I watched it a lot.
It was a good show. Yeah. It was a good show, but that's getting everything's just getting rebooted. There was a preview the other day when we were watching the game for, you know, how they have the Connors. They did the reboot of Roseanne, and then Roseanne went on a racist tirade, and then they kicked her off the show, and they changed it to the Connors. And it's like, how is that? It's the same show. Us as human beings just love comfort food. We just want the same thing.
Don't
change it. And it's just the same storylines. It's insane.
Right. Even the font for the show in the beginning is the exact same as Roseanne, you know?
It's nuts, man. Anyway.
I haven't seen that, though. Have you?
No. I never watched Roseanne.
Me neither.
Wasn't allowed to. And also, too, I think even if I were to try and go back now, I'd be like, I love, don't get me wrong, I love John Goodman.
Me, too.
Fantastic. And that Johnny Galecki, like, he was good in Big Bang Theory, but, you know, the rest of them were kind of like, meh. Anyway.
Who's Johnny, the boyfriend?
Yeah, Johnny, yeah. God, what was his name in the show? Not Tommy, no. But, yeah, Johnny Galecki's the guy, the curly-haired one, Penny's boyfriend on The Big Bang Theory. That's what I more know him, Let's do your morning dump.
Hell, let's do it.
You just have a stroke?
Yeah.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. PumpThatSeptic.com. I bit my cheek right in the middle of that, but the consummate professional that I am, I just kept on rolling. I don't even know what's going on anymore.
It's your morning dump.
My brain is like, pew, 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 pew. You're an idiot. According to a new study, husbands stress out once their wives earn half of the family income. While it might be logical for guys to be happy when their wives earn more money, researchers found that stress levels spike if the wife becomes a breadwinner.
Really?
Do you care if your wife makes as much as you?
Hell no.
No. I don't either.
It doesn't bother me at all.
The antiquated roles of marriage and men and women, I've kind of got, of course, I still like being a manly man. I want to go shoot a deer and, you know, cook up some venison. But I also, laundry, I do most of the laundry. I cook in the house. Last night, we had our little Friendsgiving.
You cooked it up.
I made muffins. I made pumpkin streusel muffins, and I loved it. I cooked in the kitchen. I was there mixing stuff up.
A stay-at-home dad doesn't sound like a bad gig at all.
It sounds like an amazing gig.
It does.
You know, especially when it's a baby.
Oh, yeah.
It's sleeping most of the day. Okay, so you clean the house. But if you do good about it, and even when they become toddlers, you get to play with toys. Yeah. Go to the park.
Let's go.
Hell, I'll teach my kid how to fish. We'll go fishing every day.
I'm basically a child, too, so we'll be like best friends.
And as far as the money is concerned, well, who cares if the wife makes just as much.
Who cares?
It's more money for the household.
Honestly, I think that role has almost changed a little bit. Women are making good money now, man. It's not like back in the day of that typical.
Oh, as much as they're protesting, it doesn't sound like it.
Jeez, dude.
But the women's soccer team, equal pay, equal pay. Don't get me started.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. We'll give you equal pay when you don't lose money.
Man. Fire that engine up.
When there's more than tens of people in the
stadium. Oh. You're brutal, man. You're brutal. You're gonna get an email.
Be careful. Isn't something like with the WNBA? They've lost money like every single season.
Yeah, pretty much.
How is that? Anyway, I don't care. Make as much money as you want, ladies. It doesn't bother me one bit. It's when you start throwing it into the other person's face.
Yeah,
that's when it becomes a problem.
Especially if you're like a stripper.
Yeah. Well, there's been times
where $1,000 in 30 minutes.
There's been times where Kiki's come home, she'll throw money at my face and be like, get down on all fours, you dog. And I'm like, Jesus.
Damn.
Fine.
And bark.
Yeah, and bark.
Jeez, lady.
Yeah. Put your leash on, you dog.
All right. Kiki's a kind of a freak, huh?
It's a little weird. Ever since she started making more.
That's what money does to you, man.
You lick these heels. Jesus. No.
Lady?
Just because you make a few dollars more. Lastly, NBC Universal has turned the show into a board game. What show is that? Maury.
Oh, really?
The name of the board game?
You are not the father. Is that what
this
it is?
This is no joke. They have made a board game.
Are they real paternity tests the game comes with?
What it is it sounds like you're trying to win arguments so you can gain audience popularity, which someone, quote, ups your chances of innocence. So it's pre-order now on Amazon, buddy.
Results are in.
$19.99. You can get it just in time for the holidays.
Mari. How long has Mari been doing it?
Dude, long time. And it is. It's called You Are Not the Father. That's the name of the board game.
Didn't Mari have just like a regular show and then he started doing the paternity? Now that's all it is, right?
I think they all start off trying to have like a legit show. But God, Bill Burr's got a great bit on that with Oprah. Mm-hmm. Oprah's first show, she had like, you know, midgets fighting and all that stuff. Then eventually you get popular enough where you can do serious stuff or you lean into it like Maury did. I don't think Maury was doing Springer as well. Or Springer.
Yeah.
You know, Springer was the mayor. Wasn't he mayor at some point? Didn't he get kicked out for being a mayor?
Yeah.
For like a drug scandal or a prostitute absolutely scandal? So, yeah, I don't know. But I can't watch those anymore. All I think about now is when we stayed home sick from school and you're flipping through the channels.
Yes.
And you had Maury. And the best is like whenever someone finds out they're not the father, they just go like running out of the building.
Or the guy gets really excited. Yeah. You see that video on YouTube? Somebody dubbed like Black Eyed Keys or Black Eyed Peas behind him.
Yeah.
He's like, the results are in. You are not the father. And the guy stands up. Oh! Starts dancing. He's doing the robot.
Oh,
the girl's over there like bawling her eyes out. He's up in front of the audience doing the dance.
The most intriguing thing to me is at the end of the show when they're like, do you want to be on the Mari Povich show? And like it'll give you like an episode, upcoming episode. Do you are you in a love triangle with your stepfather and mother? And it's like, and it's the most ridiculous thing.
Yeah, if you ever get a letter in the mail saying, "Hey, you're invited to the Mari show," it's like something in my life is effed up.
We should wait till we should look up some upcoming show topics for Mari show and go and be on the show.
Oh, that'd be great.
And be on the show.
Be great. Because I'm pretty sure they're all actors.
But every single one of them is. Yeah, absolutely. Folks, if you think that Springer, Mari, all that stuff is real, the Steve Wilkos show, all right? Dr. Phil's not even a real doctor.
So I
stop it.
I read like a Reddit thing, and it was somebody who was on the Jerry Springer show. They fly him in. They take him to the green room or whatever. But then they like prep him. They're like, this is what you're going to do. This is what he's going to say.
Yep.
You're going to come in here, start swinging.
Yeah. It's a staged show.
Yeah.
And people in the audience are just.
It would be fun to go.
It'd be fun to be on it because you get paid to be on it.
Yeah, you do.
Dude, you and I could just. I think we got audio for days if we do that.
Awesome.
You cheated on me, you son of a bitch. I loved you. How could you?
Well, we just so happen to have the person he's cheating on him with. Here you go. Bring
him out. The lobster comes out.
Ah, damn it.
You broke my heart. I knew it. And what we need to do is start off and progressively get more hillbilly.
Yes.
Like, start off just like this, and then by the end, how dare you?
I told you.
You tore our double wide apart. I loved you. What is this crustacean to have that I don't?
I hate that lobster.
And everyone's just like, what the hell is
going on?
The lobster comes out in a wife beater t-shirt. It'd be the best Maury show ever.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 double.